Today is day 28 of the partial shutdown of the U.S. government. 800,000 workers are going without pay, and that's causing some real hardship. Reporter Femi Oke has been tracking on social media posts from those who are feeling the effects of the shutdown and those who are trying to help them out. Femi is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Lisa.
What kind of references to the shutdown are you seeing on social media?
I remember first talking about the shutdown stories on Here and Now at the end of December. So you can imagine how long these stories have been going on. They started off as being fears of what might happen if another paycheck doesn't come through. And now we're hearing the realities. To help with the realities of struggling when you don't have a paycheck, we have businesses who are saying, bring your ID, we will help you. We will maybe make your life just a little bit easier. For instance, some online banks are saying, talk to us if you're a federal employee, if you need some help. Chef Jose Andres is very well known in the Washington, D.C. area. He runs an organization called the World Central Kitchen. They tweeted out earlier this week, getting fired up before we open our doors this morning. Our volunteers are so excited to serve you. Come visit the hashtag Chefs for Feds Cafe at 701 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest. Just in case you couldn't find it via Twitter, D Good comments on that. I so wish this was not needed, but I'm very grateful that you're all there. And I'm sure you know that Chef Andres, he helps people who are hit by hurricanes and major disasters, people at the border who have nowhere to go. So he is a humanitarian chef and he is actually opening up his doors. His chefs are feeding people who are furloughed right now. If you really need a drink and you're furloughed, Forstland Bead Brewery is there for you. They're offering a free beer once a day. You can't just go in and say you've been furloughed. You have to show your ID, your government ID, before that can happen. So lots of rallying around, not just in the Maryland and Virginia and DC area, but also further afield. Businesses in San Diego are helping federal employees all over. Show your government ID and they will be there to help you.
And I think the Boston Symphony Orchestra announced that it's going to be giving performances, allowing furloughed workers in for free to symphony performances. I'm sure others are doing it as well. Are you seeing much in the terms of more granular, either cries for help or shout outs, giving people support?
For those, you go to shutdown stories, hashtag shutdown stories, and you will see many where people are saying, I'm about to be evicted. I don't have any money. I am deciding whether I can get to the gas station or actually eat. One parent said, I coasted to the gas station with almost no gas left. And then my son filled the tank up for me. I'm so ashamed.
Do those kind of postings get a response? Are they just kind of for people to sort of have their say, or are they asking for help and getting it?
As with all social, it's there for you to actually share. Yeah. So know that someone else is out there listening, and there are comments there as well with offers of support and very real offers of help. People say, well, where are you? Can I help? Can I give you this check? That's happening all the time.
I know you've been following the LA teacher strike as well. It's day five of the teacher strike, the nation's second largest school district, so it's causing a lot of disruption. We should say contract talks between the schools and the teachers union could go on through the weekend. Teachers have been harnessing the forces of social media as a platform to leverage support for their cause, and so are some of the students. Here's a clip from Ariana Fields, who's a fifth grader at Playa del Rey Elementary School, performing a song for her teachers called A Strike Song, and the teachers' union posted it online. Here it is.
Our power's turned on, starting right now, we'll be strong. We'll sing this strike song, and it is so critical that everybody else believes. 'Cause I know this is exactly what I need.
A fifth grader there, Femi.
And what a beautiful voice.
Really. So teachers and their supporters are using social media to make their case for a lower class size.
Perfect platform for a strike, for rallying people, for lifting their spirits. Vegan Jennifer, that's what this teacher calls herself online, says that any scabs who think they're going to use my classroom better be ready to bring their own paper, pencil, dry erase marker and eraser, pencil sharp, exactly. All of her school tools, she's locked away. She doesn't want the volunteer teachers to actually get any of her her materials that she uses to teach her kids. And then the next post is very telling because it's a picture of all the school supplies that the school district is giving to the people who are coming in to break the strike. So that's a little insight into the tense and the tension that's happening between the school district and the school teachers, documenting everything online as they're having that battle. Janine Spohr is a teacher, and she talks about how many days the strike has been going on, and it's wet and cold. It's been very rainy out in LA. And she says, but I'm going to rise to the occasion. I'm going out there on the picket line. Tweet one thing a teacher has done to change your life. UTLA strong is the hashtag. There were so many amazing stories about teachers. I had trouble getting through them all. I recommend you go to Janine Spohr's Twitter feed and look out for them. Here's one. My high school English teacher was challenging and kind and incredibly feisty. She pushed me to do more than I thought I could do. She edited my writing when I was the most vulnerable and broody. I'm a different person because of her. There are hundreds of these stories. Dan says, I can read this. Thanks to the teachers who taught me to read.
And Femi, on the other side, is the LA school district making its own case on social media?
As a school district Twitter page, you'd expect them to give out information about the strike, which they do. There's a hotline. There's information about negotiations. Very straightforward. But what they're also posting are kids in school, and they are tagging some of these pictures. Learning continues in schools. It all looks like a regular school day until you start reading the comments. And then Jay says, well, that student pictured on the computer is obviously playing a game. He actually just looked in a little bit closer. Veniza says that I'm really glad that these students are engaged in this task. These were teachers commenting here. But who graded the task and who's highlighting them?
Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.